bull you've tubbed up, Rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
Mr. Bollocks.
Good morning.
Right. Good morning.
I've gone to the old, my old favourite, the QI Book of Facts.
Oh, who put you there for Christmas?
You did. I actually walk around with it and pretended it's my Bible.
It's quite a solid book too. It'd be good for if you got, you know, for you to.
Do you know what? It's really funny, and I found that out yesterday. I've read it so many times, but I found a couple I hadn't seen before.
I can imagine that. I mean, it's the sort of book you'd be so excited about some of the facts that you would.
I check them out, then I go down.
That you'd be in a blizzard of delight.
Yeah.
Blizzard of delight.
So anyway, I've got a few here, and I'm going to mention them, then we can discuss them, because this one doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay.
The mantis shrimp can see a type of light that no other animal can.
What?
And they use it to send each other secret messages.
What?
Do they? How do you know? When I read that first off, I thought, oh yeah, then I actually thought about it, and I thought, well, that's like saying cows tap dance when you don't look at them. Do you know what I mean? Or if a tree falls over in the woods, no one is, who cares?
Well, the cows stand up on two legs when you're not looking at them. Like, oh, get bit down there.
Yeah, have a dance around and that.
I always think about this one.
So,
well, there's something around the corner's happening just because
to me, that scientists or researchers have got paid to do something, and it was Friday afternoon, they didn't come out with anything.
How dare you? That's people's professional work, Rob.
Yeah, but it's rubbish.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, but how do you know?
And have they checked all the animals?
With a light meter.
Oh.
Sarah said, I'm going to have to get you to... If you were sitting next to me when I...
Could you drive your icebreaker of reason back through here, please?
Sorry.
Oh. Still means you have to test all the animals.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. And they must have tested all the animals because
How do they emit it, though? Is it like a glowworm? Like, that's genuinely...
I reckon it'd be like, you know, like the when you can get them things what light up.
Like signs.
Signs. That's it.
Signs.
No, you know,
neon. It'd be like a neon, like, right. How are you doing today? It'd be like, what are you up to?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Fancy your drink later.
I suppose you just sort of just light up and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's what I normally do. Right, so that's that one.
All right, can we just stay on that one for a second? Because because you would try and check all the animals, wouldn't you? For that exact reason.
The last thing you want
is to be a lion tamer, and there'd be lions sending secret messages somehow to each other. You know, okay, just keep pretending. I think you're asleep. Sort of thing. And then, like, lion tamer. No one's a lion tamer anymore anyway. It's all Cirque du Soleil, isn't it?
I say it shouldn't be. I think circuses were horrible. Yeah. Right.
I wonder if that, yeah.
A pluviophil is
pardon
someone...
Me? Sorry, pardon me?
This is Rick Breeze. He's a pluviophil. It's someone who loves rainy days.
Pluviophil?
Yeah. Just
here
like
he comes, pluviophil. what a dyed-in-the-wool pluviophil you are.
Okay, there's a caterpillar that eats coca leaves and vomits cocaine on its predators. There you go. I thought that probably might work against you, actually.
I was going to say, I wonder how many predators on, really hunt out that caterpillar. Yum, let's eat another caterpillar. They're so delicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat another one. I'm another caterpillar as well.
Okay.
You guys have been up on the caterpillars all night.
Velicor is the strange wistfulness of a secondhand bookshop.
Excuse me?
I think it's beautiful, isn't it? Velicor is a strange wistfulness of a secondhand bookshop.
That is a very valid word.
I actually went in there's a secondhand bookshop in Papakura. I didn't realise it existed. It's down this little alleyway, and I went in there a couple of weeks ago, and it was fantastic.
I've got a group of about eight people to be in a group with, and we'd meet once a week and go into bookshops and smell books.
But honestly, when I walked in there, you got it. It was like walking, but like into the 50s or something. It was like everything was black and white almost. It was fantastic.
Great bookshop, and when the assistant sort of just ends up standing beside you, goes, "Hello, hi, I'm looking for this." Here you go. Here it is. Here. Yeah.
I actually asked her if she had a book called The Professions of Violence, which is about Reggie and Ronnie Cray. And they didn't have it, but she said she could get it for me.
Was this your first time? Was it first introduction? Like, just walked into that shop. Yeah. It was your first time. If someone walks into your shop, just straight cold, and asks for a book about the Cray twins, in your unique accent, Rob. I never thought of that. You paint a picture for yourself, you know.
Oh, she'll go back in there and ask for a book on
decorating books or flowers or something like that, or poetry.
Velacour, what did you say? Was it wistful smell of old bookshops?
V-E-L-L-I-C-H-O-R. It's the strange wistfulness.
And you were talking about rain before, yeah? So petrichor is the smell of rain on concrete.
Pavelicor, is it? Petrichor is the smell of rain on concrete.
Pluviophile.
Very valid smell. Yeah. Petrichor. It's a bit petrol-y.
Okay, the earth.
After a long dry spell, the first rain, okay. That smell when it has.
That's
land.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's a really. It's a smell.
The earth's largest.
Tarsiel is the same different smell? Or same different. Tarsiel is a different smell.
The earth's largest habitat is the sky.
Yeah, it is too. It really is.
That spun me out a little bit.
What about how the atmosphere. The atmosphere that keeps the space out of the sky.
Yeah.
In between the space and the sky, it doesn't really big at all. You can walk it. You can walk that distance.
Holding hands causes heart rates, breathing, and brain waves to synchronise.
This is why I don't know why people. That's a great fact because people just don't. People have funny about holding hands.
Have you ever asked a friend to hold his hand?
With a stranger or something. Would you just go with a friend to see what they do around a supermarket? Mate, hold my hand, mate. Yeah. It's people can be quite averse to it, but it's a wonderful thing to do.
Hold hands and skip is really good.
Skipping's very good for you.
Okay.
I'm skipping with a rope.
You exert a lot
of energy doing that.
Apparently, on the moon, that's the easiest way to move around is to skip.
I reckon it's just because you're on the moon, you can. It's just like can I ask a point of question, seriously? Do you remember the big? Were you around for the big pogo stick?
Yes.
That's crazy, eh? Pogo.
I think my uncle broke a part of himself because one of my cousins got it for Christmas and he got on it. And you've got a lot more momentum when you're a big dude, when you're an adult.
Yeah.
And he just lost it and crashed into concrete. And
I reckon pogo sticking. Over. You could pogo stick. Ever again? Never stood up and won again.
Never again.
The pogo sticking, it was. I can only speak from my experience of it, but it's pogo stick for 15-20 seconds, may as well run for 3 hours.
Yeah,
that's pretty exerting. It's because there's a lot
you've
of
power, you've seen a lot powered of, ones though. They got
they're bonkers, and that's why you don't see a lot of them on the street. You wouldn't see them with the Lime scooters and the Wave scooters.
Actually, I was saying to Sarah this morning when I got a Britomart, there was the Lime ones and then the black ones parked next to them.
Yeah. People, so, any preference?
I think people go for the black ones because they're like Sarah said, it's more cool.
Yeah, no, plus it's more New Zealand, you know?
Yeah. True.
Less high-vis. Yeah. High-vis could be good, though. I'm finding we'd maybe talk to Phil Goff about improving the diameter of the front light on them. Because they're like a little, it's like a button light.
Okay.
And if you turn around and, not a morning like this morning where we're visibly challenged.
They should be like the old Lambrettas and have about six spotlights on
them. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah.
It is good though because it directs the light directly where your wheel's going to go. And if there's something in the way of your wheel, you want to know.
I wrote a lime to work this morning.
On a skiddy, wet morning like this morning?
Desperately dorky, and I'm fine with it.
I think at the time...
Skip and hold hands with someone, you'll get there a lot faster.
No, lime will get you there faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold it, don't hold hands on a lime. I've seen a couple of couples doing limes. Don't do that. Someone's going
to using a musical instrument to annoy someone is illegal in Singapore, and that's why Dire Straits are never played there. I made that last bet myself. Using a musical instrument to annoy someone is illegal in Singapore, and then I made this bit up. That's why Dire Straits are never played there.
I think that's why we're kindred spirits, because I hate Dire Straits.
Yeah. He's got the most boring voice in the world.
I went overseas and when I was younger and then came back and everybody was just going, oh my God, you've got to hear this song.
It's really funny.
Money for Nothing, it's so good. I listened to it and went, that's terrible.
I was watching West Side the other day and in it they actually were at a Dire Straits concert and they clipped the footage from the real thing.
Did you see the headband?
I saw the geezer with a headband, stuff. Right, there used to be 6 more letters in the English alphabet. They were F, Thorn, Win, Yog, Ash and Ethel.
What?
6 more letters in the English alphabet. F, Thorn, Wyn, Yogg, Ash, and Ethel.
Okay, two of those are names.
Yeah.
Oh, three. Wyn is a name, isn't it?
Wyn, Ash, Ethel. Yeah, and Ethel.
Did you all know that you're named after letters?
Right.
redundant letters in the alphabet.
To procrastinate is to put off doing anything until you've had your first cup of coffee.
That seems sensible.
And I'm going to... Oh, right.
I
forgot this one last week. Firefighters used to shout, hi-yee, 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 as they ran to a fire. But I think you had to phone them up and say ahoy, hoy first. That must have been back in them days.
It's like a reverse ahoy, hoy.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in to let you know that there is a podcast which is hosted by the QI Elves. So they're the ones that Stephen Fry always refers to as having found all this stuff.
Yeah.
We interviewed one of them on the Breakfast Show.
Yeah, we did. So the podcast is called No Such Thing as a Fish, which you would love.
Thank you. Right, this is my last bit. Winners of the Diagram Prize for the oddest book title of the year include Living with Crazy Buttocks, Cooking with Poo, Greek Rural Postman and Their Cancellation Numbers.
I like that one.
The Joy of Chickens and The Book of Marmalade, Its History and Its Role in the World. Check it out. It's called the... there's a few others that are too. I can't even say them on here, but it's called the Diagram Prize for the oddest book title of the year.
Okay. There's certain people that have that marmalade book.
You know? I'd have it, actually.
Really?
I love
marmalade. You're a marmalader,
do you? I always have marmalade every day.
Every single day?
Yeah. Toast and marmalade. And the toast has got to be cold. Can't be hot.
Before you jump in your horse and buggy and...
Yeah. And go to the candlestick shop. And the cobblers.
Thank you very much, Rob Bollocks. Fantastic.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bollocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.